NDSU Cass County Extension agent John Kringler joins us Mondays at about this time. And John, welcome back to KFGO.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Always good to have you here. Are you out in the field or are you at your desk?
Well, right now I'm at my desk.
All right.
But, I've been out in the field and it's still wet out there.
Now, my helper here while Sandy's away today is Siri Free, and you grew up on a farm, Siri?
Yeah, I did. It was more of a hobby farm. I mean, we had, you know, Black Angus beef. We have horses out there, but we just do like a grass alfalfa mix as far as, you know, hay. We don't do any sort of crops, though.
What neck of the woods is that?
It's over by Lake Park, actually.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
All right, so she knows what we're talking about here to a certain extent. Well, probably more than me. all right, let's go through crop progress. That's why we have you here, John. What's the status of the corn and the beans and the beets, et cetera? Corn first.
Well, we'll look at corn, and actually we've had some fairly good growth the last week or so. We've got corn anywhere from 6 collars up to knee-high, so we're going to have some knee-high corn by the 4th of July here, and that's good news. You know, you look at the growing degree days, we're anywhere from 60 to 90 growing degree days above the 5-year average, so that's good. Got a little bit of yellowing condition because of the excess moisture in the soil, but you look at some of these fields, they've started to turn a little darker green, and I think part of that is that they've grown into some of the fertilizer that's in the soil, and also we've had some side dress fertilizer put on, so overall, I think the corn is coming along quite well at this point.
Yeah, I noticed that when we were driving into town today, John, that the soybeans were a little bit yellow there too.
Yeah, and soybeans, of course, it's a condition called iron deficiency chlorosis, and that has, you know, a couple things that cause that, but the soil, excess soil moisture is one of those things, as well as the higher pHs of the soils, and it makes the iron uptake really restricted, so the soybean plant can't get the iron out of the soil. But
I think that's one where you put the muriacin in if it's a garden. I don't know what you do if you have 5,000 acres of soybeans.
Yeah, right. So.
Well, it's a little difficult to do, but
a lot.
There is some iron-based soil treatments you can use, but there's not an easy fix for that. So,
is that a concern out there in the farming community?
Well, I think it is a concern, and part of the reason this year is we switched fields fairly rapidly this spring because of the wet conditions. So typically we can find varieties that do better on some of these high pH soils, so we don't get quite as much iron deficiency. So,
what's the skinny on sugar beets in Cass County and environs?
Well, sugar beets, again, we're dealing with some wet soil conditions, so we got some root rot concerns. So we've got a few guys putting fungicides on to combat that. But some of the early planted sugar beets are actually closing the row at this time, so that's a good indication. Anytime we can get the rows to close by the 4th of July, that's a sign that we've got a pretty good sugar beet crop coming on.
You know, Joel Heikamp on Mondays has that Matichek guy who does custom combining.
Sure.
And last week, Joel asked about knee-high, like you had referred in corn, and I just remembered this. He said, well, you know, we almost always end up with knee-high. He says, sometimes we have to use little babies. So they always get knee-high. Okay, back to work. How about edible beans? Are they having the same problems that the soybeans have?
Well, similar problems, and a lot more of those are put on a little bit better soils, so it's not quite as prevalent as we see it in the soybeans at this point. But they're coming along, you know, they're a shorter season crop, so we're starting to see them come along here with the warmer conditions, so looking forward to see what they'll do this year.
We don't have many, but we're interested in sunflowers because they're so darn pretty.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about them?
Well, actually, the sunflowers are like the other row crops. They've really taken off here the last week or so, and did see some good growth in them, and they seem to be doing pretty well out there.
Well, you know, the real advantage to farming nowadays, I would say, just looking at it, I don't do it, obviously, is that how quickly you can get crops in nowadays, because evidently Mother Nature will give us enough, you know, days of sunshine if we can get the darn crops in. And do they have to be going over the fields for anything now, spraying, or is that a problem? Are they able to do that?
Well, it is a problem because of the wet conditions. You know, there's still a little bit of weed control happening in some of these crops. And looking at the wheat now, some of them are considering putting a fungicide on for the head scab that usually pops up this time of the year. So,
aerial application is, you know, with winds like they have on Neptune isn't a good alternative right now.
Right. Today and tomorrow isn't real feasible even for aerial application, but hopefully we can slide by that. And later this week, conditions will be such that they can get out and do some of that aerial application.
Any bugs that are bugging us out in the fields?
Well, we've got a few aphids showing up in some of the small grain. Real low levels at this point, similar to the soybeans, the aphids are slow to develop, and I think that is partially due to the severe weather we had last winter as well as the conditions we've had this spring so far. But as we warm up here, we'll see more soybean aphids starting to take off.
Well, again, taking advice from Dave DeCock and Plant Talk, all you have to do if you want to get rid of aphids, just take your garden hose out and hose off the leaves pretty good.
Well, maybe that's what nature's been doing with all these rainstorms.
Oh, hey, there you go.
That's right. And, of course, my yard isn't 5,000 acres either. John Kringler, thank you very much for joining us.